The broadcast of tonight's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and Salac Broadcasting, WBGV 92.5 FM. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and Salac Broadcasting, WBGV 92.5 FM. Good evening, folks. We're broadcasting live on WBGV 92.5 FM. Broadcasting live for high school boys basketball district action. District 96 championship game at K-Pac High School. And it's the Sandusky Wolves up against the Brown City Green Devils. I'm Eddie Fury. That is Jeremy Burgess. How you doing, man?
Good.
Kind of like in your own backyard here.
Yeah, that's right. Only a couple miles from home.
Harry Moore. A gymnasium here for this district championship game, a classic gym here.
Yes, it is. Definitely have some history in this gym.
All right, we're going to take a commercial break and get ready for a pregame show. You're going to go through the wins and losses, your keys to the game as well, and looking at the last couple games here for both these teams as well, what they did to get to this point. They both won the district semifinals here at K-Pac High School to get to this point to play against each other here. We'll be right back on WBGB 92.5 FM. It's high school boys basketball action.
Tired of dealing with outdated devices? Make 2025 the year you upgrade to a better experience with the AVS Tech Team. It's time to refresh your tech and step into the future. Right now, when you buy a new PC from the AVS Tech Team, you get to choose your reward. Take 15% off the computer's price, or get a free on-site support visit to use in the future, or enjoy one free hour of labor for future tech needs. The choice is yours. Looking for something truly unique? Build your perfect match with a custom-built computer and take 20% off your purchase. And don't forget about your network. With our New Year New Network promo, you'll save 15% on select network equipment when you let the tech team handle the installation. Visit one of the AVS Tech Team's convenient locations in Pigeon or Sandusky, or call 888-282-4943 for more details. But hurry, these offers are only good through March 31st, 2025, so don't miss out. Terms and conditions apply. Let the AVS Tech Team refresh your tech today.
I'm Mike Lewiski, Director of Radiology and Thumb MRI for Aspire Rural Health. Thumb MRI, it's a joint venture between Aspire and Sure Healthcare.
There's a lot of differences in what they call fixed MRIs versus mobile MRIs.
A fixed unit means that it's stationary, it's not traveling up and down Michigan's bumpy roads. We are able to produce a more quality image. Those mobile units are in a semi-trailer. Space is very limited. If I'm a patient that's claustrophobic, I want to go to a fixed unit where it's in a larger room. You get to listen to music, it kind of distracts you from the actual test. Thumb MRI is the only fixed unit in the thumb.
When people talk about a wide or MRI, what are they talking about?
The opening to the actual MRI unit where the table slides in and out. The large bore MRI is only at thumb MRI. Thumb MRI is doing breast MR. We also do enterography studies, which is like your abdomen pelvis contrast. We also do prostate MRIs for urologists. Typically, the mobile units don't do prostate or breast MR.
How is it an advantage to come over to the thumb and get that MRI?
Patients have the option to go wherever they want to for testing. We are offering next day appointments. We just need your order, your prior authorization. We'll get you scheduled. Our hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. until 11:30 p.m. You can call 989-912-6634 or visit us at thumbmri.org. Thumb MRI is located on the main campus of Hillsdale's Healthcare in Cass City, right in the heart of the thumb.
Aspire Real Health System. Aspire for a healthier future.
Best wishes to the area teams and tournament competition from McDonald's of Sandusky and Croswell. Stop at McDonald's and enjoy a Shamrock Shake and delicious fish sandwich. Order in the app and pick up at curbside for quick, convenient service, or have your order delivered to you with DoorDash. McDonald's of Sandusky and Croswell. proud to be one of this area's largest employers of Sanilac County high school students, locally owned and operated for over 45 years.
At McDonald's, ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
57 to reach the district championship game here against the Sandusky Wolves.
All right, and it is the Brown City Green Devils up against the Sandusky Wolves. They split during the regular season. They won their district semifinal games to get to this district 96 championship game live at KPEC High School. We apologize for some of those technical snafus. I'm working two stations all by myself right now to get two games on the air at once. So, yeah, juggling things here. But we're going to get ready here for tip-off very soon here at KPEC High School at the Harry Moore Gymnasium. We'll be right back for playoff action and take a look at what these teams are, point totals, and what these players, the key players for these teams as well. And we'll talk about what they did against each other the last two times they met in the regular season, which was just pretty recent. We did both their games. And, of course, one of the Sandusky victory over Memphis, too. We'll talk about that when we come back here on WBGB 92.5 FM.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Auto Owners Insurance and the Liebler Agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with five locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
At Tri-County Equipment, it's time to think spring. Think lawn and garden equipment. Think savings on John Deere mowers and lawn and garden tractors during the spring warehouse sale. Buy the X370 42-inch Select Series lawn tractor for $5,099 or the X380 54-inch Select Series lawn tractor, $5,899. You can also get a free top cart with the purchase of selected mowers, and special financing is available. Tri-County Equipment also has John Deere commercial-grade mowers, the Z930M 60-inch Z-Track zero-turn mower was $15,404. Buy now for $13,699. You also get a deferred warranty when you buy now and mow later during the spring warehouse sale, now through March 3rd. At Tri-County Equipment, locations in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Bad Axe, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Reese, Saginaw, and Auburn Hills. Or online at TriCountyEquipment.com.
Tri-County Equipment.
And welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM, broadcasting live at SaleAppBroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link. I think we got it figured out there, Jeremy. All right, we continue on. 13-10 overall of the Sandusky Wolves. 12-11 is Brown City after their victory last two nights ago on Wednesday to get to this point. Let's talk about that Sandusky Wolves win over the Memphis Yellow Jackets to get that victory.
Okay, so in the district semifinal game with Sandusky and Memphis, they won 78-55. Jack Betts led Sandusky with 25 points and 8 rebounds. And Tyler Bush had 22 points and 6 rebounds for the Sandusky Wolves to come out victorious. When you have two of your top scorers score 20 plus in a game, that's going to be a tough place to beat anybody.
And you're saying the first person who gets to what?
Tonight's game, the first person to get to 44 is going to win the game.
44 points. First person.
Yes, the first team to get there.
All right.
And a couple of the other keys that we've seen having both of these teams for two games already is Sandusky. For Sandusky to win, Betts and Bush both have to have a combined 35 points combined. And for Brown City to win, they have to have three players in double figures. And the first meeting they had two players, one with 21.
We have a moment of silence right now, folks.
Thank you.
Moment of silence, by the way. So.
Yes.
We know a longtime president of the Greater Thumb Conference. Now we're the Big Thumb. Nort Schramm passed away,
yes.
So that's what the moment of silence was. He oversaw the Greater Thumb Conference. So, all right, so going on.
So for the Brown City Green Devils to be successful tonight in the district championship game is three players in double figures for tonight for Brown City to be successful. And the last key, it's whoever wins the boards will win the game. Because we've seen in this last game that these two teams played, Sandusky controlled the boards offensively and defensively and got whatever second chance points they wanted throughout the game.
So Garrett Simpson, he's the key for the Brown City Green Devils. All threes in their victory in the district semifinal victory. And he had 15 points. So all, you know, three-point shots there. Second leading scorer for the Brown City Green Devils, it was Robert Browning, which is nice to see because the last couple times we saw him, the defense has really shut him down.
Yes, yes.
Robert Browning on Wednesday had 17 points in their district semifinal win as well to advance.
In what it is with Brown City is they are a confident shooting group. So if they see a couple shots go in right off the bat, they're going to be more confident and they're going to feel that rhythm. They're a rhythm shooting team. Where Sandusky? It doesn't matter what time of the game it is. We've seen Betts or Bush take over early in the games or late in the games.
Connor Kalbflesch is back in. He played last Wednesday as well, this past Wednesday. And in that win, he had 11 points as well. So you got 14 points also coming from Ethan Worrell. So you had four different players in double figures. That is what they're going to need here to beat this very potent Sandusky Wolves team. All right. Also 6 points in their victory by Lawson Cooper as well.
So there's not, for this Brown City team, there's not a single person that will lead them in scoring every single game. It's a scoring by committee. They just got to get a couple players in double figures. Where Sandusky, on a given night, you know it's either going to be Betts or Bush. Those are going to be their two horses that they're going to ride. And Sandusky will go as far as those two take them.
That was the win over KPAC in the district semifinal for the Brown City Green Devils. And the Sandusky Wolves, we talked about how they defeated Memphis pretty handily, 78-55 as well. We'll be right back. Tip-off coming your way here on WBGB 92.5 FM.
Best wishes to the teams in today's game from Dennis McIntyre Insurance. It's no secret that health insurance is one of the biggest expenditures that you'll ever make. And it's also important that you get the right coverage. Dennis McIntyre specializes in health insurance, whether it's for an individual or group coverage. Dennis McIntyre is also certified to sell and assist you on the Affordable Healthcare Exchange. For information, call toll-free 877-648-6730. That's 877-648-6730. For Dennis McIntyre Insurance, serving the Thumb and Blue Water area.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb. Thumb Cellular.
Smile and say cheeseburger. And for an extra big smile, say DQ Grill and Chill Cheeseburger. The DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky is featuring two single cheeseburgers for only $5 or two double cheeseburgers for $7. Of course, you can add soft drink and dessert for a complete meal. Whatever the occasion, a DQ cake makes it go better. Call 810-648-3301. Order yours today from the DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky. Open early for breakfast, staying open till 10 Sunday to Thursday, Friday and Saturday to 11 p.m.
DQ. Happy, tastes good.
All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5. They just did the national anthem, and we are live from KPEC High School once again here for our district championship game, District 96 championship game at KPEC High School. We're about to announce the starting lineups for both these teams, unless you already have them.
I got them already.
All right, let's go. Let's go with it.
Okay, so for the visiting Brown City Green Devils, number 4, a junior, Lawson Cooper. A senior, number 11, Ethan Worrell. A senior, number 23, Robert Browning. A senior, number 32, Connor Cowflesh. And a junior, number 33, Carden Hagee. The Green Devils are coached by Robert Hatton. The Sandusky Wolves, a sophomore, number 2, Jack Betts. A sophomore, number 3, Gavin Phillips. A senior, number 20, Tyler Bush. A senior, number 23, Carson Schuert. And a senior, number 32, Danny Tovar. The head coach of the Sandusky Wolves is John Beowulf.
All right, we'll get ready for tip-off here on WBGV 92.5 FM. It's high school boys basketball from the MHSA, the district championship in District 96, live here from KPEC High School. We'll be right back for tip-off.
Boy, it is cold outside, but the deals inside are really hot. It's Winterfest at a Graf dealership near you.
Get a new Chevrolet Silverado for just $238 a month, a new Chevrolet Equinox for $290 a month, or drive off a new Chevrolet Trailblazer for just $370 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
The coldest time of the year is the hottest time to get your new car or truck during Winterfest at a Graf dealership near you.
Let's go inside.
I agree.
All right, welcome back here. We'll have the Nutrien Ag halftime report and postgame show from Jeremy Burgess come your way. How many years now for Coach Hatton here?
I think it's 3 or 4.
Yeah. I think Coach Beowulf in his second year, I believe, here for Sandusky Wolves. And it's nice to see Jack Betts healthy because last week he was coming off the
first game back and
blew up in the second half.
Yeah. He had to just get his feet wet, and then he was ready to go.
All right, that DayQuil or Benadryl does wonders. All right. Tip off at center circle. Betts and number 32 from Brown City. Connor Cowflesh, won by the Sandusky Wolves to start things off here. District championship time now in high school boys basketball with Jeremy Burgess. I'm Eddie Fury here on 92.5 FM. And finally, we do have 97.7 running right now with the Crosswell Lexington and Yale Bulldog team. That is tipping off right now. So two games once at Sandlight Broadcasting. Ball is stolen away by the Brown City Green Devils against the Sandusky Wolves. So Brown City moving from right to left on your radio dial or screen. A shot for 3. The attempt by number 4, Lawson Cooper, misses it. Rebound by Sandusky Wolves by very quick number 3, Gavin Phillips. Over to the left corner.
Travel on Sandusky there on Bush. He just seen an opening. He just forgot to put the ball down there for a second.
Obviously, the dynamic player throughout the whole season has been Tyler Bush. His style of play. He loves to attack the glass. You know, it doesn't go for the three-point too much.
But you see some district finals jitters out here on both teams to start the game off here. Yep.
Both these teams, you know, have their troubles and woes. Harbor Beach, the top team in their division. little bit of a floater attempt there by Brown City. That's a miss. But stolen away by Brown City up for two. No good. The attempt, but they still have their offensive rebound. Looking at three, number 11. Hits the tip of the rim. No good. Ethan Worrell.
Rebound in there by Danny Tovar, taking control of the defensive glass.
Jack Betts coming up with it for the Sandusky Wolves. Swings over number 23. I like this player, number 23, the things he does on the floor for Sandusky Wolves. I'm talking about number 23, Carson Stewart, who can explode at a moment, too.
Yes.
And we've seen it, especially against the last time they met at Brown City last week. For three, misses one off the mark by Jack Betts from the left wing. Now go out of bounds.
Both teams playing physical defense here to start this game. And the physical play, I think, goes into the side of Brown City Green Devils here.
So Brown City's ball moving from right to left. Now, you were at that game last time I was here at KPEC High School, the legendary humidity slippery game.
Yes. Hopefully we don't have a repeat of that one tonight.
And you remember what year that was. That was between the a Division II district championship game between Emily City and Yale.
Yes, in 2014.
I was here doing that game on Thumbtail Getter Sports, and we had an hour delay for that one. I don't think we're going to have any problems tonight. Cross your fingers. Brown City ball still. No one has scored yet. 5:40. Looks like 5:43 or 6:45 to go here in the first quarter. No one has scored yet. And it looks like a turnover. Let's say Sandusky deflected it, but I think it's just a
Errant pass by Lawson Cooper there gives Sandusky the ball. 5:35 and counting in the first quarter. Nobody yet to score.
Brown City at 12-11 so far throughout the season. Sandusky 13-10. Long shot for two. The first point scored by Jack Betts. 2-0. Sandusky takes the lead with the Betts shot right in front of our table here from the right corner. It's 2-0. 5:10 to go.
Worrell walks the ball up for the Green Devils, passes it over to Browning. Browning in the corner to Cooper. Cooper comes off of Browning's screen, passes it back in the corner to Hagee. Back up to Cooper, across to Worrell. Brown City playing the pass along the three-point line game here.
I believe Sandusky in the man-to-man defense right now.
Yes. Brown City playing a little dribble drive offense, trying to probe the defense here, see if they can get inside on them.
Looks like the, you know, and it's when you're playing man-to-man and a hybrid style shot there by Browning. Up again, gets his back. Rebound, can't knock it down, and picked up by Tyler Bush defensively. They will shift on to the double team if they're going to go for the three. Up 4-2, Gavin Phillips. He goes for two and tries to get his putback after the miss, and he'll draw the foul.
The foul on number 32, Cowflesh, his first, team first for the Green Devils. That will send Gavin Phillips to the line for two. His first shot is up and no good. Check that foul. It was on number 23, Robert Browning.
Oh.
They changed the foul there at the table. Gavin Phillips steps to the line for his second shot here. His second shot is up and good.
Second free throw good by Gavin Phillips. 4:24 to go. And finally, Sandusky extends their lead down 3-0. Brown City has yet to score. Number 11 with it to the right side. Ethan Worrell up top to Browning, over to number 32. Driving to basket with a hook shot. First point scored by number 32, Connor Cowflesh. Nice to see him back in the lineup, too.
That was a good post move there by Connor Cowflesh, taking advantage of his size. And Betts comes back and nails a three for the Sandusky Wolves.
Makes it 6-2. 3:50 mark. Well, that three-point shot by Betts.
Browning drives on the right side, puts up a shot, no good.
Rebounded by number 30, Trenton Smith. Betts with it, down the left lane, pitches it out to the left corner for two. Tovar with the miss, Browning gets the rebound. Fast break attempt, and he just overran it or overthrew it.
That was a good idea there.
Yeah.
Of the Brown City Green Devils trying to get out and run on this Sandusky team.
3:22 to go here. It's 6-2. Sandusky with the lead against the Brown City Green Devils.
Got our first substitution of the game. Number 5, Garrett Simpson, stepping in for the Brown City Green Devils here.
Winston DeWolf is here, the mascot. And you know it's a top district championship game rivalry when both cheerleaders are here tonight.
Yes.
Brown City with the drive up for the layup for two. Good from the right corner. Number 4 knocks it in for two.
Lawson Cooper with that basket for the Green Devils.
Making it 6-4, a one possession lead now. Down to under 3 minutes. Sandusky with possession. Number 20 pass over Tyler Bush to Jack Betts now, number 2 for Sandusky. To Tovar. And up top to number 30, Trenton Smith. Now over to Jack Betts for 3, left wing. Hits the back of the rim, no good. Tovar saves it from going out of bounds. Ball is knocked loose and taken away, though, by Brown City. No, it's knocked loose again by Sandusky with the hustle. For 3, Bush hits the rim, no good. Browning with the rebound and comes up with a dribble. 6-4 your score. Sandusky with the lead with 2:19 to go here in this quarter. Browning with the dribble. Up top. Now swings it over for 3. Can he knock it in? Hits the back of the rim. A miss by number 5, Garrett Simpson. But the put back by Browning. And he ties it up. Our first tie in the game. Browning with the putback.
A heck of a play by Lawson Cooper to keep that ball alive to give Browning a chance to get that rebound and putback there for the Green Devils.
Sandusky ball, Phillips with it. Pass over to the left side, Tyler Bush. Bush moves into the high post, into the paint, pulls back out. Down to the left lane, takes a shot, but blocked by number 32, Cal Flash. Here comes a fast break for 2. Browning gets it and takes the first lead for Brown City. Timeout called.
And a violation on Sandusky at the other end, inbounding the ball. Brown City will have the ball here. The Sandusky Wolf player stepped over the line, passing the ball inbound.
All right, so no timeout.
No.
It was an official saying a violation. It's Brown City ball. After Browning with the putback to make it 8-6, he'll take another shot for 2. It's kind of deflected, and Jack Betts will pick it up. 1.5 to go here. It's 8-6, Brown City with the lead. Tovar, left low block, up for 2, and just bowls over the running back, soon to play football, yes. Browning. 8-8, a second tie of the game. Tovar with that shot. 1:10 to go here. Down to about a minute left in this first period. Stolen away by Jack Betts, all by himself, lays it up for 2. Back with the lead, Sandusky Wolves. Betts having a great quarter right now with 50 seconds to go.
Those turnovers for touchdowns, as Tom Izzo calls them, you can't have them on either team when you've got a tight game like this because it leads to runouts.
And another deflection by the double team of Tovar and Tyler Bush, and gets another steal here for Sandusky.
Coach Beowulf was telling his guys to slow down here. Let's look for the last shot of the quarter with 30 seconds. Phillips up top for the Wolves, just dribbling it out and yelling instructions from the sideline is Coach Beowulf for his team.
10-8 is your score. Sandusky with a 2-point lead in one possession, down to 15 seconds now. I'll let Jeremy hand us this one.
You got Betts up top, passes it all over to Bush on the right wing. Bush off the Tovar screen, drives all the way to the basket. Count that foul. Count that baby, and a foul.
And 3.4 seconds left on the clock to extend the lead. 12-8. With Bush driving to the basket. A couple substitutions coming here for both teams.
That foul is on Ethan Worrell of Brown City, his first, team second. That was a heck of a screen set by Tovar to let Bush turn that corner and attack the glass. So that will be Bush here to shoot the free throw. Bush's free throw is up and no good. Rebound off to Helbert into the game for the Green Devils.
Last second shot here, and that's the end of the first quarter. 12-8 is your score. We'll be right back.
Exciting news for our community. Mackenzie Health System is expanding surgical care with the addition of Dr. Lindsay Rick to Mackenzie General Surgery in Sandusky. Dr. Rick brings extensive experience in general surgery, trauma, and acute care, ensuring you have access to high-quality surgical services right here at home. Whether it's a routine procedure, emergency surgery, or complex care, Dr. Rick and Dr. Zarish Khan are committed to delivering expert, compassionate treatment with the latest techniques and a personal touch. These services include colonoscopies, EGDSs, cyst and lesion removal, gallbladder and appendix surgery, and hernia repair, all performed with a focus on patient comfort and safety. With a dedicated team and a patient-first approach, Mackenzie Health System continues to provide exceptional health care because your health is our priority. To learn more about our surgical services or to schedule a consultation, visit mackenziehealth.org or call 810-648-0565 today.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Welcome back to start the second quarter. The Brown City Green Devils will have possession here to start open the second quarter. Ethan Worrell in the corner for the Green Devils. He drives it, passes, kicks it back to Browning on the wing for a three, up and no good. Rebound inside by Lawson Cooper. Back out to Ethan Worrell for three, no good. Mulholland inside, up and no good. Finally cleared off by Bush for Sandusky. Phillips takes it into the front court for the Sandusky Wolves. His pass over to Bush, back to Phillips, back to Short in the corner for the Wolves. Back up to Bush on top, guarded closely by Worrell there. Bush up for three, and good! The first points of the second quarter here puts Sandusky up 15-8. The Brown City Green Devils, Ethan Worrell, takes the ball into the front court. Pass off to Browning, up and good for two. Phillips walks the ball up for the Sandusky Wolves. Passes over into the corner to Tovar. Back up to Bush on top, over to Short, over to Betts on the right side. Bush looks to attack in the middle. Passes it back outside to Betts, guarded closely there by Hagee. Inside to Short. Short up 4-2 and good for the Sandusky Wolves. 17-10, Sandusky leads. 6:15 left in the second quarter here. Worrell walks the ball up for the Green Devils, passes it over to Cooper in the corner. Cooper looks to stop and drive. He stops, shoots, no good. Rebound inside, and there is a foul on the floor. The foul on Sandusky, on number 23, Carson Short, his first, team first. Brown City will have the ball here under their own basket with 5:59 left in the second quarter. Sandusky up 17-10. Green Devils pass it in to Hagee on the right wing. He's guarded by Tovar. Up to Browning, over the corner to Cooper. Cooper drives, kicks it back out to Browning. Garrett Simpson for three, no good. Rebounded by Tovar. Bush attacks the glass, blocked by Kauflesch for the Green Devils. He is the rim protector that they missed in that last meeting.
5:25 to go, 17-10, the 7-point lead here for the Sandusky Wolves against the Brown City Green Devils in the second quarter.
Oh, Winston the Wolf is in our way here tonight. Browning with a jumper from the elbow, no good. Cleared off by Short. Phillips dribbles into the front court for the Sandusky Wolves, passes it back off to Betts. Betts looks to dribble and attack off the bounce. No good. Rebound Browning for the Green Devils. The Green Devils look to push the ball here against them. Browning goes all the way in and is fouled on the floor. No shot attempt there for Browning. The foul will be on number 20. Tyler Bush, his first, team second of this second quarter here. 4:51 left in the second quarter. Sandusky with a 17-10 lead. Browning with the ball inbounded up top. Pass over to Garrett Simpson in the corner. His shot up for three. No good. Rebounded by Phillips. Phillips looks to push here. Over to Short. Short and a short corner jumper missed. Bush inside for the putback for two.
So is in the right place, right time. Yes. Ready for those two-point shots. And these ones are along the boards there to make it 19-10. 4.5 to go here in the first half.
And Bush is sort of that do-it-all player that you ask as a coach. He'll get in there and rebound. He'll take over if he needs to. He just does whatever it takes to win the game.
Over to the right corner for Brown City. Kalflisch with it. Hands it off to Cooper. Back to the left corner now with Winston in front of us. Kalflisch with it. Drives to the basket. Schuett, he's got the length and height, and he's just all over him. But Browning gets the ball for two. Can't knock it down. Tovar with the rebound over to Phillips. Fast break attempt. No, it'll be a foul.
Will be a foul on the Green Devils here on number 23, Robert Browning. His second, team
foul,
first.
Number 23, Brown City, Robert Browning.
B. Sandusky's ball right in front of the Brown City bench on the far sideline here. Tyler Bush looks to inbounds the ball, passes it back off to Phillips. Phillips calls out a play for his team here. Phillips dribbles over to the right side, passes it to Short on the right wing. Tovar on the back cut off of a Brown City Green Devil defender. The ball will stay Sandusky ball here.
3:36 to go, 19-10, 9-point lead. Three possession lead here. Technical difficulties over at 97.7. Internet issues at the Croswell location right now. Here it's 19-10.
Bush with the ball in the corner. Pass it back up to Betts. Betts calling out a play here for his team. Back over to Phillips. Over to Tovar on the right wing. Back to Short up top. Short over to Betts. Goes and sets a screen. Stolen away by Helbert for the Green Devils. Over to Worrell. Worrell steps in, takes a three from the wing. Up and good.
Big shot there. Brown City really needed that three. It's 19-13. Down to a 6-point lead. Two possession lead for Sandusky.
Betts with the ball on top for the Wolves. He looks to dribble inside. Good defense there by the Green Devils. Stolen away by Hagee. Hagee off to Worrell. Off to Lawson Cooper, back to Hagee. Hagee drives in, puts a shot up from the right side. No good. Ball off of Brown City. Sandusky will retain possession here. With 2:32 left in the second quarter, Sandusky up 19-13 here as we play late in the second quarter.
19-13, 2:25 to go here in the first half. Sandusky leading the Brown City Green Devils in this District 96 championship game. We are back on with the Croswell-Lexington Yale game on 97.7. Here on 92.5, Sandusky leading with 2:10 to go. Shot for three by Short. He makes it from the right corner, right in front of our table. Man, he's like your lucky dice there, isn't it, on the floor here. And a timeout called by Brown City. We'll be right back. It's 22-13. Sandusky with the lead against Brown City. We'll be right back.
Auto Owners Insurance and a Liebler Agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people.
Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with 5 locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance. Great service, great rates.
Best wishes to the area teams and tournament competition from McDonald's of Sandusky and Croswell. Stop at McDonald's and enjoy a Shamrock Shake and a delicious fish sandwich. Order in the app and pick up at curbside for quick, convenient service. Or have your order delivered to you with DoorDash. McDonald's of Sandusky and Croswell. Proud to be one of this area's largest employers of Sanilac County high school students. Locally owned and operated for over 45 years.
At McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Welcome back here on WBGV. Coming out of the timeout. Under 2 minutes to go here. Brown City with possession is 22-13. Sandusky quickly took that lead after only leading by 6 with some big shots here.
Yeah,
for the Wolves.
This lead ballooned out to 9 in just a snap of a finger here for Sandusky.
Lawson Cooper with it. He moves in into the paint. Can he lay it up for 2? And he does. That's nice to get points coming out of a timeout. 22-15. Sandusky still holding the lead with 1.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Sandusky underneath. Short lays it up for 2. He can't get it. Rebounded. Loose. Picked up. A save by number 33 for Brown City. That is Carden Hagee. He still dribbles with it. Did I say his name right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
It only took me the 3rd game. Or 4th game. This is our 4th time seeing Brown City
yes.
this season. Yeah, we saw him against Hubbard Beach, twice against Sandusky, and now again in our rubber band matchup for the district championship. Down to under 1 minute left now. Ethan Warrell throws it over to number 5. Back to Warrell to the left corner, 3-point range from Garrett Simpson. The other 3-point shooter, Simpson with it. He'll go for 3, NBA range. Swish! What a, and that one's just laid up there for quite a while. 22-18, 3-point shot by Simpson. 4-point lead now for Brown City as they come right back within 4.
A quick 5 points out of that timeout
yeah.
for the Green Devils. Coach Beowulf calls for a one shot here with 15 seconds left in the second quarter. Betts with the ball up at half court. Guarded closely by Cooper over to Bush.
Now under 6 seconds.
Bush on the drive passes it off to Betts. Betts up for 3 and is fouled.
And that's what you hate to have with 1.7 seconds before the half, a foul committed.
And while shooting a 3-point shot. That is one of the cardinal sins in basketball. You never shoot, you never foul a 3-point shooter. That will be on foul on Carden Hagee, his first, team second. That will send Betts to the line for 3 free throws.
That just hurts.
With 1.7 seconds left. His first, Betts' first free throw is up and good. And that is Betts' first points of the second quarter here.
23-18.
Betts is
he had a good first quarter, though.
Yes, yes. Betts' second free throw is up and good.
Like butter. It's like butter right now for him. Spreads right on. 24-18, 1.7 seconds still to go here before the half. Well, Brown City, if they get this ball, they might heave it.
Betts' third free throw is up and good.
25-18. All free throws good by Jack Betts. After being fouled, missing a 3-point shot, but was fouled by Betts.
Brown City with the inbounds off to Stimson.
Oh!
Good for 2 at the buzzer.
That was from the baseline, and the ball was thrown in all the way to the paint to Brown City side. It looked like Sandusky had it, but then it came off his fingertips, and with about a half second left, Garrett Simpson in midair throws it up and knocks a 2-point shot down.
Right spot, right time again for the Brown City Green Devils. Garrett Simpson as the time expired with that ball in the air and a good shot.
25-20. Down to a 5-point lead for the Sandusky Wolves, lead in the Brown City Green Devils. And we got ourselves a nice game and battle once again against these two rivals for the district championship here at KPAC High School. We'll be right back. Halftime report.
coming your way here on WPGB 92.5 FM. It's Jeremy Burgess coming your way with the Nutrien Ag Halftime Report. We'll be right back.
At Tri-County Equipment, it's time to think spring. Think lawn and garden equipment. Think savings on John Deere mowers and lawn and garden tractors during the spring warehouse sale. Buy the X370 42-inch Select Series lawn tractor for $5,099. Or the X380 54-inch Select Series lawn tractor, $58.99. You can also get a free top cart with a purchase of selected mowers, and special financing is available. Tri-County Equipment also has John Deere commercial-grade mowers, the Z930M 60-inch Z-Track zero-turn mower was $15,404. Buy now for $13,699. You also get a deferred warranty when you buy now and mow later during the spring warehouse sale, now through March 3rd, at Tri-County Equipment. Locations in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Bad Axe, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Reese, Saginaw, and Auburn Hills. Or online at TriCountyEquipment.com.
Tri-County Equipment.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb cellular.
Smile and say cheeseburger. And for an extra big smile, say DQ Grill and Chill Cheeseburger. The DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky is featuring two single cheeseburgers for only $5 or two double cheeseburgers for $7. Of course, you can add soft drink and dessert for a complete meal. Whatever the occasion, a DQ cake makes it go better. Call 810-648-3301. Order yours today from the DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky. Open early for breakfast, staying open till 10 Sunday to Thursday, Friday and Saturday to 11 p.m.
DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Exciting news for our community. Mackenzie Health System is expanding surgical care with the addition of Dr. Lindsay Rick to Mackenzie General Surgery in Sandusky. Dr. Rick brings extensive experience in general surgery, trauma, and acute care, ensuring you have access to high-quality surgical services right here at home. Whether it's a routine procedure, emergency surgery, or complex care, Dr. Rick and Dr. Zarish Khan are committed to delivering expert, compassionate treatment with the latest techniques and a personal touch. These services include colonoscopies, EGDSs, cyst and lesion removal, gallbladder and appendix surgery, and hernia repair, all performed with a focus on patient comfort and safety. With a dedicated team and a patient-first approach, Mackenzie Health System continues to provide exceptional health care because your health is our priority. To learn more about our surgical services or to schedule a consultation, visit mackenziehealth.org or call 810-648-0565 today.
And now back with the WBGV halftime report here for the Brown City Green Devils versus the Sandusky Wolves. We will start off with the Brown City Green Devils. Leading them in scoring would be Robert Browning. He has 6. Garrett Simpson has 5. The two late shots there in the second quarter. Lawson Cooper chips in with 4. Ethan Worrell has that 1 3-point shot. And Connor Kauflesch with 2 for a total of 20 points for the Brown City Green Devils. And for your Sandusky Wolves, leading them in scoring for the first half is Jack Betts with 10. Tyler Bush has 7. Carson Short has 5. Danny Tovar with 2. And Gavin Phillips with 1
The Sandusky Wolves are 4 of 6 from the free throw line, and Brown City has not attempted a free throw in the first half.
All right, it was 12-8 at the end of the first quarter. Tyler Bush making a shot with 3.4 seconds ago, and we saw another last-second shot there by Garrett Simpson, well, 10th of a second. They threw that pass from the baseline on the far side all the way into the paint where Sandusky had deflected it. Simpson got it, threw it up in midair, knocks it down for two to make it 25-20. Kind of makes up for that foul.
Yes.
You know, with 1.7 seconds to go there.
That is good to see if you're a Brown City Green Devil fan. Garrett Simpson heating up here late in the second quarter. Hopefully he can keep that going in the second half here to get Brown City on a roll of making a couple shots in a row.
All right, it is 25-20. The Sandusky Wolves leading by 5 against the Brown City Green Devils in the district championship game here at KPEC High School. We'll come back and have some other scoring updates as well. Come your way here as we continue on WBGV 92.5 FM. Be right back. That was our halftime Nutrien Ag Report brought to you by Nutrien Ag and, of course, Jeremy Burgess here. We'll be right back.
Oh, it is cold outside, but the deals inside are really hot. It's Winterfest at a Graff dealership near you.
Get a new Chevrolet Silverado for just $238 a month, a new Chevrolet Equinox for $290 a month, or drive off a new Chevrolet Trailblazer for just $370 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
The coldest time of the year is the hottest time to get your new car or truck during Winterfest at a Graff dealership near you.
Let's go inside.
I agree.
Tired of dealing with outdated devices? Make 2025 the year you upgrade to a better experience with the AVS Tech Team. It's time to refresh your tech and step into the future. Right now, when you buy a new PC from the AVS Tech Team, you get to choose your reward. Take 15% off the computer's price, or get a free on-site support visit to use in the future, or enjoy one free hour of labor for future tech needs. The choice is yours. Looking for something truly unique? Build your perfect match with a custom-built computer and take 20% off your purchase. And don't forget about your network. With our New Year New Network promo, you'll save 15% on select network equipment when you let the tech team handle the installation. Visit one of the AVS Tech Team's convenient locations in Pigeon or Sandusky, or call 888-282-4943 for more details. But hurry, these offers are only good through March 31st, 2025, so don't miss out. Terms and conditions apply. Let the AVS Tech Team refresh your tech today.
Best wishes to the teams in today's game from Dennis McIntyre Insurance. It's no secret that health insurance is one of the biggest expenditures that you'll ever make. And it's also important that you get the right coverage. Dennis McIntyre specializes in health insurance, whether it's for an individual or group coverage. Dennis McIntyre is also certified to sell and assist you on the Affordable Healthcare Exchange. For information, call toll-free 877-648-6730. That's 877-648-6730. For Dennis McIntyre Insurance, serving the Thumb and Blue Water area.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Welcome back here. Our District 96 championship game in Division 3. Sandusky Wolves at the half, leading Brown City 25-20. We got some other scores out there.
Marlette is up on Kingston just before half, 16-13.
That's a shocker. That's what the playoffs are all about, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, some teams not having a great season, but something changes in you when you know if you're a senior, you kind of elevate your play. Yes. Play a little bit harder knowing this could be your last
you
game.
You win or go home now, and that sets into a lot of seniors when they get down to that last game. They're like, oh, crap, this could be it.
97.7, which is back up with the Yale and Croswell game. It is Yale leading when we last checked. Croswell-Lexington 18-8. At the half, it's Millington leading Reese 32-20 at the half in that one. As we start our second half, Sandusky open up with possession here on the court at KPEC High School. Swings it over to Schwartz at the right corner. Schwartz pitches it in to Tovar. Oh, look at that. Just gives him the old booty shake there and just knocks him out of, get out of my lane. Knocks it in for two to right off the bat. Danny Tovar to make it 27-20 to start it off.
Waro with the ball for the Green Devils on the right wing. Passes it back up to Cooper. Cooper over to Browning on the right wing. His shot up for three, no good. Cleared off by Bush there for the Wolves. They quickly into front court to Betts. Betts drives off the left side. No good. Rebound inside. Fought for. Betts gets his own rebound. Pulls it back out. Coach Beowulf,
yeah,
instructing his teams here.
Tovar giving that little hippy shake there, didn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he literally drove him at least a foot off away from him. Like,
that's the good football player coming out in Tovar there. Phillips for three. No good. Short inside rebound. No good. Rebound off to Cooper for the Green Devils. Cooper over to Hagee on the left side. Back up to Cooper on top. Over to Worrell on the right wing.
Brown City moving from left to right on the floor.
Worrell
here.
With the three. No good. Rebound off to Phillips. Phillips looks to push the ball for the Sandusky Wolves.
Devin Phillips, by the way, just a sophomore. I mean, this whole season with him being in the varsity starting lineup, all the knowledge, playing
yes.
with some good seniors here, good players here, has just really elevated his play better.
But you look at him, no shot, foul on the floor on the Green Devils.
Foul, number
27-20, 6:18 to go here in the third quarter. Sandusky Wolves with a 7-point lead, District 96 championship game.
That foul is on Robert Browning, his third, so he's going to have to come out of the game here for the Green Devils. Brought in Garrett Simpson for the Green Devils.
This is a non-shooting foul, I believe, too, right? Yeah. They have three fouls already. A little bit of delay, a discussion here between the officials to get this right.
Wanted to make sure they got the right player called for the right foul here.
All right, inbounds pass to Jack Betts. He'll go to the high post. Spin move with the jumper from the elbow. No good with the one-hand pump. Ball about to go out of bounds, and Short tries to save it, but he'll step on the baseline and go out of bounds. It'll be Brown City ball. The number 33, Carden Hagee, throwing it in to Ethan Waro, number 11 for Brown City Green Devils. Over to Lawson Cooper, right wing in three-point range. Down to 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, 27-20, Sandusky leading. Ethan Waro now driving to basket, left side for the layup. He gets by Tovar for the two. First point scored. At that point, at the 5:53 mark for Brown City.
Betts shoots a three-pointer from the wing. No good. Rebounded by Worrell for the Green Devils. Worrell looks to push the ball across the timeline here. Kicks it back to Hagee. Back over to Worrell. Worrell to Simpson on the left wing. Simpson looks to drive. Kicks it back out to Worrell. Worrell kicks it off to Kyle Flash. Over to Cooper. Cooper stops in the middle of the lane, passes over to Hagee. Hagee back over to Cooper. Cooper on the right wing, off a screen from Cowflesh, tried to play a little pick and roll there. Deflected by Phillips. Betts picks the pass off, and he takes it coast to coast, up for a layup, no good.
You know, Jack Betts is on the body, and he's trying to shoot over the body there, but a fast break play attempt there, no good. As number five had a good look at it for Brown City, Garrett Simpson, but just couldn't knock it in there. Sandusky gets the rebound, off-balance shot. Betts wanted a foul. He ain't going to get it. And Lawson Cooper bounce pass just ahead of Cowflesh, but he saves the ball. And Simpson for three. Another blooper and a swish from Garrett Simpson.
Makes the score 27-25 with 4:30. Sandusky only up by two here.
That's Simpson's second three of the game, I believe.
Yes, it is.
Four and a half to go and counting.
Tovar with the ball for the Wolves. Passes it up to Bush. Bush up on top. Over to Phillips off the left wing. Phillips looks to drive. Pulls up from a free throw line jumper. The shot is no good.
had a good look at it. Nobody went for the ball. They just stared at it after Phillips missed it from the high post. But Brown City would just say, okay, it's ours. They had four different players. They're just staring at it. Simpson driving to the basket. Loses the ball, but saves it and throws it over to Cooper. Cooper with a reverse layup. Black from behind. Stewart, he thought it was all ball. The official right there with him and says, nope. You've got some body there, too. Maybe the arm.
Foul on number 23, Carson Stewart. His second, team first. That will send Lawson Cooper to the line for the Green Devils to shoot two. Lawson's first shot is up and no good.
27-25. Had a chance to try to tie it up. Now to try to get within one if he makes this one. 3:56 to go here in the third quarter.
Lawson Cooper's second shot is up and no good. Mm. An empty trip there for the Green Devils. We talked about that in the pregame, how Brown City had to make their free throws, had to be successful from the line to have a chance tonight.
Especially this close of a game now. Sandusky, Tyler Bush with it. Brown City's, for the most part, being doing a pretty good job not really penetrating the lanes there, but he'll take a short jumper. Inside a left wing, if you can do that, you don't need to go to the glass.
Good elbow jumper there by Tyler Bush for the Wolves.
3:30 and counting to go. 29-25. Sandusky Wolves with the lead against Brown City. Brown City possession. Lawson Cooper at the free throw line. Blocked by Stewart. This is nuh-uh. Rejected and take it away. Stepping on the left sideline. Out of bounds. His foot, the side of the tennis shoot by an inch.
Yeah.
Is out of bounds for Bush. It'll be Brown City ball.
Brown City bringing back in Browning here with three fouls.
We got a
full timeout on the floor.
29-25. Sandusky Wolves with the lead. 3:13 to go here in the third quarter. We'll be right back.
Auto Owners Insurance and a Liebler agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with five locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
At Tri-County Equipment, it's time to think spring. Think lawn and garden equipment. Think savings on John Deere mowers and lawn and garden tractors during the spring warehouse sale. Buy the X370 42-inch Select Series lawn tractor for $5,099 or the X380 54-inch Select Series lawn tractor, $5,899. You can also get a free top cart with a purchase of selected mowers, and special financing is available. Tri-County Equipment also has John Deere commercial-grade mowers, the Z930M 60-inch Z-Track zero-turn mower was $15,404. Buy now for $13,699. You also get a deferred warranty when you buy now and mow later during the spring warehouse sale, now through March 3rd, at Tri-County Equipment. Locations in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Bad Axe, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Reese, Saginaw, and Auburn Hills. Or online at TriCountyEquipment.com. Tri-County.
Coming out of the timeout, Browning up for a shot for two, draws a foul for Brown City. Robert Browning to the left side of the glass. It's 29-25. 2:54 to go here in the third quarter.
The foul is on number 20, Tyler Bush. His second, team second of this third quarter. That will send Browning to the line for two. Browning's first free throw is up and good.
Makes it 29-26 now, one possession lead after that free throw by Browning.
Browning's second shot for the Green Devils is up and good. The score now 29-27, Sandusky with the lead. 2:50 left in the third quarter.
Big free throws for Browning to make that, and you're saying they got to make those free throws. Whistle's called.
Foul on the floor for the Green Devils will be on number four, Lawson Cooper.
Number four, Brown City, Lawson Cooper.
Some substitutions coming in. 2:45 to go. It's 29-27. 2-point lead for the Sandusky Wolves, and they'll have possession underneath their own basket for the baseline, right side of the glass. Gavin Phillips will throw it in. Bounce pass into Tovar. Tovar posting up. Turnaround jumper. He can't get it. Was double teamed, and after the miss, the rebound by Haggy. Down with the dribble, Lawson Cooper. 2.5 to go here soon. Haggy, a pass over to Ethan Worrell at the left corner, left wing. Back over to Haggy. Up top, the number 40 for Brown City. That is Breyer Halbert. Back to Cooper. Some good ball movement. Cooper trying to feed it to Calfles to post up. Calfles can't. He's got to get rid of it and over to Cooper. Cooper driving to the middle of the paint, lays it up, but looks like slightly deflected by Tovar and Short with the help, and they'll get up in the steal. Gavin Phillips with it for Sandusky. Moves it in, powers his way for a shot, and knocks it in.
And a foul.
31-27. And Gavin Phillips for Sandusky will try to go for the three-point play. 2 minutes to go in the third.
The foul on Carden Haggy on the Green Devils. His second, team third here in the third quarter with exactly 2 minutes left here in the third quarter. That will send Gavin Phillips to the line to complete the old-fashioned three-point play.
Scoring update coming your way.
Phillips' free throw is up and no good.
Halftime, it's 18-11. Yale leading Croswell Lexington in that district championship game. That's on 97.7 FM, WTGV. Brought to you by the Thumb Tuggeter Sports Network. Here, 31-27, Sandusky with the lead. Long shot for three.
Cooper with a three for the Green Devils.
31-30, and just like that. How big those threes are, you can get within one now after being down by four, 31-27. Take it away after a missed shot by Sandusky. Browning comes up with a rebound for Brown City. 31-30. Browning lays it up, but he'll draw the foul down the right lane with Bush and Stewart right there on defense.
The foul is on number 23, Carson Stewart. His third, team third here in the third quarter. That will send Robert Browning to the line, 4-2 for the Green Devils. Browning's first shot is up and good.
And Browning winced because he thought he was going to miss that. Yeah. So 31-31. We have a tie in this game.
Browning's second free throw is up and good. And I think that is Brown City's first lead of the game.
It is their first lead of the game. And that was also our third tie of the game, I believe, as well. But huge free throw there. First lead of the game. Browning's free throw is good and making it 32-31.
Phillips with the ball for the Wolves. Passes it over in the corner to Short. Bush with it up top now. Bush looks to drive. Kicks it over to Betts. Betts with an elbow jumper. His shot is no good. Rebound inside. Kept alive by Short, but over a Tovar. Knocked out of bounds by Ethan Worrell for the Green Devils.
56.5 seconds to go in the third quarter. 32-31, Brown City with the lead.
Sandusky's ball right on the sideline in front of the fans here. Pass into Phillips up top. Back over to Bush on the left wing. Bush looks to drive. Back over to Short on the left wing. Over to Betts. Betts looks to drive. Spin move. His shot is up and no good. Ball off of Short inside. Brown City will have possession with 39.9 seconds left in this third quarter.
You know, by the way, the basketball backboard bar is blocking one number, so it's making it very difficult. We're in the southwest corner of the gym, I believe, at KPEC High School. So. Browning driving the basket, up for two, no good. Hoping to draw the foul, and Sandusky was very careful to, like, okay, pull away slightly. After the missed shot, however, Sandusky gets the rebound with 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. They are down 32-31.
Coach Beowulf says, let's slow it down here. Let's call for one shot here at the end. Betts has the ball up on top. Over to Bush on the right wing. Bush looks to drive. And a foul on the floor on the Green Devils. The foul is on number 11, Ethan Worrell.
6.8 seconds to go, and that's just the fourth foul for the team. Still Sandusky ball.
Worrell's second foul here in the game. Team fourth. So they had a foul to give there. Sandusky looks to inbound the ball. Over to Betts. Loose ball. And there's a foul on the floor.
I think it might be Brown City.
No, on number two, Betts, with the push.
Yeah, I guess he might have reached out, maybe grab the ankle slightly. Yes. But yeah, the push. But I thought, you know, maybe Brown City incidentally stepping on him. Could that be a foul or not?
No, not usually. And that is just Sandusky's fourth foul. So Brown City will have the ball with 4.1 seconds left here right at half court.
And they made one from throwing the ball from far side baseline with 1.7 seconds to go.
So look for Simpson here to get the ball and get a shot up. Simpson drives down the lane, passes it up to Kaufman.
Oh,
and no good. No shot for the Brown City Green Devils.
But they had the lead by 1 point at the end of the third quarter. It's 32-31. Brown City with a 1 point lead against the Sandusky Wolves here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Our final frame come your way.
Jenna, it's that time of the year where people are getting sick. And how many times have you been to one of our urgent care, rapid care clinics with your little kids?
Since school has started, 3 times.
And urgent care, rapid care, quick care, as we sort of call them throughout Aspire. Tell us the difference between that and an emergency department.
For those less or non-emergent needs, but you still need to be seen by a provider, whether you can't get into your family practice, it's after hours, it's at night, it's on the weekend, these clinics offer that availability.
I'm having a heart attack.
Emergency department.
I got a cold, the flu. I think I have COVID.
Quick care, rapid care, urgent care, walk-in clinic.
I have a bummed up finger.
You could go there too.
You talked about some of the medical reasons. The other one is really a financial reason. You go into emergency department, it's a huge economic difference.
Something that I appreciate as a mom, there's a real physical person there to see you.
We have point of care testing for most things. A lot of them you can get an x-ray as well. We've got a location in Caro, across from Walmart.
The Carroll Rapid Care.
Then we have in Marlette.
Marlette Quick Care on the west side or behind the hospital.
And then we have Deckerville.
Deckerville Walk-In Clinic is on the main campus in the hospital in Deckerville.
And then
in Cass City at Hills and Dales, main campus of the hospital. For any non-life-threatening conditions, you should utilize one of Aspire Rural Health System's Rapid Care, Quick Care, Urgent Care clinics. To find out more, please visit aspirerhs.org. Aspire Rural Health System. Aspire for a healthier future.
Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM, starting the fourth quarter. 32-31, Brown City with a one-point lead against Sandusky as we start off this fourth quarter. It is Ethan Orr with it to the high post, to the paint, up for two, rolls around the rim, no good, and it will be out of bounds. Almost running right into us, Garrett Simpson, and he wisely, smartly, with you kind of pushing him away, does not run our table over. I don't need another disaster tonight.
I think I could have taken him on that one.
Okay. All right, it is Sandusky ball after the ball goes out of bounds, slash touch by Brown City. Here in the fourth quarter. 32-31, Sandusky with possession moving from right to left on the radio dial and web stream. Posting up, can he get it? Nope. He'll pitch it back out to Gavin Phillips. Pitching it again. They're looking for Smith, I think, to get in there. Yeah. Tyler Bush swings it over to Betts for three. Yes! Takes back the lead. Jack Betts from the right wing, just off to the right of the points. And it's a three-point shot, 34-32.
Worrell with the ball for the Green Devils. He looks to drive, passes it back out to Cowflesh. Got a foul on the floor on the Sandusky Wolves. The foul is on number 30, Trenton Smith. That is the team's first here in the fourth quarter.
End of the third quarter, it's Millington leading Reese in that district championship game, 53-42.
Worrell with the ball in the corner after the inbounds. Back up to Simpson up top for three. Shot is no good. Rebound Browning, but he throws it away. Sandusky takes the possession.
Oh, Betts had a look at it, but he was fouled at the end of that. Fast break going for two, and he will be going to the free throw line. Sandusky Wolves leading 34-32 in the fourth quarter.
The foul is on number 5, Garrett Simpson. That'll send Betts to the line for two. His first one is up and good.
35-32. One possession lead by three-point shot. 6:35 to go. Did he make that first one?
Yes.
Okay.
Betts to the line for his second free throw attempt. It is up and good.
He's been pretty good in free throws tonight.
Yeah.
Two possession lead now for Sandusky Wolves, leading Brown City 36-32.
Sandusky comes out of this fourth quarter with a quick 5 points to take back their lead. Garrett Simpson with the ball on the left wing, dribbles it back out to the point, passes it over to Cowflesh. Cowflesh to Hagee on the right wing. Hagee looks to drive, gets caught in midair, passes it over to Cooper. Cooper over to Browning. Browning looks to drive. His shot is up and no good, but he is fouled by number three, Gavin Phillips, for the Wolves. That will send Robert Browning to the line, shooting two for the Green Devils.
And he's been pretty successful at the line here, the charity stripe here for Brown City tonight. Man, already with just 6:08 to go, both teams have two fouls.
Browning's first shot is up and no good for the Green Devils.
And I jinxed him.
Yeah. The old announcer jinx. Browning's second free throw is up and good.
And he's back on track. 36-33.
Phillips with the ball for the Wolves walks it across the timeline here. Surveys the defense up top, passes it over to Betts on the right wing. Brown City doubles Betts to get the ball out of his hands. He passes it cross court to Bush. Bush goes into the corner to number four, Kritzman. Back up to Bush.
That's Marvin Kritzman the third.
Bush looks to drive inside, passes it up top to Betts for three, and it is good.
You know, Betts went for the right corner. No defender on him. They're all watching Bush try to double team him or zip in for the rebound, and Betts saw that. Bush saw it too, and just like Betts did against Brown City last week, he was feeding Bush the ball.
Yes.
Bush is feeding Betts the ball now. So.
Yes. And the foul is on the floor on the Wolves.
Three-point shot there for Betts for that last shot, making it 39-33. Two possession lead by six.
That foul was on number two, Jack Betts. His second,
wow.
Team third here in the fourth quarter already with 5:20. Timeout on the floor. Sandusky calls a 30-second timeout.
39-33. Sandusky Wolves with the lead against Brown City Green Devils. 5:27 to go in the game. Here at the District 96 Championship game at KPAC High School. We'll be right back.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb cellular.
As we come back here in the fourth quarter, Browning with an elbow jumper for the Green Devils up and good to make the score 39-35 with under 5 minutes left in the game. Now in possession of Sandusky.
Again, another good timeout by Brown City. You can score points,
yes,
off that timeout. 39-35. Sandusky with possession, 4-point lead.
Coach Hatton, he's pretty good coming out of timeouts of getting an offensive set called out of a timeout. And out of bounds off of Brown City. Sandusky will retain possession under their own basket. 4:37 left in the game. Sandusky up 39-35. Sandusky bringing in some substitutions here, bringing in Short and Tovar back into the game.
Inbounds pass from the baseline from Bush to Tovar to Phillips. Knocked out of bounds by Browning.
every time you've seen Browning, some games, you know, he's been, you know, shut out scoring-wise, but he just hustles all around the floor here for Brown City all season.
He is consistent on the defensive end, and that's what you want to ask as a coach.
Inbounds pass to Jack Betts from Bush to Phillips for Sandusky Wolves, leading by four, 39-35. Schuert over to Tyler Bush, left corner in three-point range. Trying to pitch it into Schuert, but deflected by Ethan Worrell. Over to Browning. Browning with it. He'll attack. And he knocks it in after being triple T. Might have took an extra slide, extra step there, but it doesn't matter. They didn't call it. He gets a shot. It's 39-37. Browning with the
heck
shot.
Of a drive to protect that ball and go up for the layup and get the ball to fall. Phillips with the ball for the Wolves up top. Over to Bush. Bush looks to drive off the left side and loses possession of the ball. Goes out of bounds. The Green Devils will take over.
I think it went off the heel of his...
Yes, as he was looking to drive, it just clipped his foot just a little bit.
On his Nikes, by the way. So 3:50 to go in the game. It is 39-37. Two-point lead here for the Sandusky Wolves against the Brown City Green Devils. Brown City with possession now. Calflesh trying to drive. He is fouled. He drove to the basket down the right lane.
The foul is on number two. Jack Betts, his third.
It's going to be a timeout called. The fourth foul for Sandusky, 3:39 to go in the game. It's 39-37. Sandusky with a two-point lead. We'll be right back.
Smile and say cheeseburger. And for an extra big smile, say DQ Grill and Chill Cheeseburger. The DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky is featuring two single cheeseburgers for only $5 or two double cheeseburgers for $7. Of course, you can add soft drink and dessert for a complete meal. Whatever the occasion, a DQ cake makes it go better. Call 810-648-3301. Order yours today from the DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky. Open early for breakfast, staying open till 10 Sunday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday to 11 p.m.
DQ, happy, tastes good.
Coming out of the timeout, 39-37. Four fouls in Sandusky. Inbounds pass from the baseline. Lawson Cooper to throw it in. Right into Calflesh. Pushing up for the right low block. Can't knock it in. Browning with a putback. Yes! He makes it for two. He ties it up. And he is fouled. He has been doing a good job of taking the shots and drawing fouls underneath the basket. And that's the fifth foul on Sandusky.
And the foul is on number three, Gavin Phillips. His second, team fifth. So any foul going from here on out will send Brown City to the line, shooting two. Browning's free throw attempt is up and no good. Rebound by Schuert. Passes off to Betts. Betts gives it up to...
Whistle's called.
Bush, and it is a blocking foul on number 11, Ethan Worrell, on the Green Devils. Betts got that ball up in a quick hurry to Bush, looking for that quick outlet pass. And just Ethan Worrell was in the wrong spot at the wrong time to pick up the blocking foul.
That was our fourth tie of the game now we're at. Inbounds pass to Tovar, trying to post up. Over to Phillips for three. Right corner, hits the side of the glass. Rebounded by Lawson Cooper. With 3:20 to go in the game, it's 39-39. All tied up between Sandusky and Brown City for this district championship game. Here on WBGV 92.5. Calflesh hands it off to Ethan Worrell. Worrell over to Cooper. Cooper, short jumper, no good. Blocked by Jack Betts. Trying to take the ball, and he will be fouled by Brown City.
A foul on number four, Lawson Cooper. That was just a foul like, oh, man, I got the ball blocked. I got to get it back. And it was just a silly foul on the Green Devils. Coach Hatton for the Green Devils calls a full timeout here with 3:04 left in the game, all tied up at 39.
We'll be right back.
Exciting news for our community. McKenzie Health System is expanding surgical care with the addition of Dr. Lindsay Rick to McKenzie General Surgery in Sandusky. Dr. Rick brings extensive experience in general surgery, trauma, and acute care, ensuring you have access to high-quality surgical services right here at home.
Whether it's a routine procedure, emergency surgery, or complex care, Dr. Rick and Dr. Zarish Khan are committed to delivering expert, compassionate treatment with the latest techniques and a personal touch. These services include colonoscopies, EGDSs, cyst and lesion removal, gallbladder and appendix surgery, and hernia repair, all performed with a focus on patient comfort and safety. With a dedicated team and a patient-first approach, McKenzie Health System continues to provide exceptional health care because your health is our priority. To learn more about our surgical services or to schedule a consultation, visit mckenziehealth.org or call 810-648-0565 today.
Welcome back here in WBGV. 3:04 to go in the game. It's 39-39, all tied up. A timeout was called. It'll be Sandusky ball in the inbounds pass from Schuert into Gavin Phillips. Five fouls already for Sandusky. Three fouls for Brown City. So they have one or two to give here.
In the corner to Betts for the Wolves. He looks to drive baseline. Pulls it back, gives it up to Schuert. Schuert back up to Phillips on the right wing. Up to Bush on top. Bush looks to drive on the Green Devils. He drives all the way to the lane. No good.
It was deflected by Brown City. So
the ball back out to Betts for the Wolves.
That ball almost went out of bounds. Tovar leaps out and saves it to Betts. Jumper for Betts. Turnaround jumper for the left short corner. No good, but still Sandusky ball.
Gavin Phillips comes out of that pile with the ball.
39-39 still between Sandusky and Brown City. District championship game, Division 3, District 96 here at KPEC High School. 2:23 to go. It's 39-39. Very competitive game here.
The foul on number 33, Carden Hagee. His third, team fourth. So we're going to shoot two shots from here on out. Browning with the steal. He throws it off Schuert in the corner.
As he went out of bounds, he was taking it away from Schuert on the inbounds pass. Browning, still feet in midair, throws the ball off the body of the opposing player, Sandusky, on Schuert, and it stays Brown City ball. That's what happened there in the left corner. Inbounds for the far side. Full court pressure applied by Sandusky. 2:15 to go here. It's 39-39. Ethan Worrell for Brown City with the ball. Hands it off to Browning. Browning down the right lane. Over to Cooper for three. Right wing. Yes!
Cooper for three.
Brown City takes the lead. 42-39. The three-point shot by Lawson Cooper. With under two to go.
Betts with the ball on top for the Wolves. He's looking to take over. Betts with the three-point shot. No good. Rebound Browning for the Green Devils.
Robert Browning just all over the floor. Defensively, hustling for the ball. Making shots. Throwing assists for the three-point shot. And that last shot, it's 42-39. 1:44 to go. Timeout called by Brown City. We'll be right back.
Oh, it is cold outside, but the deals inside are really hot. It's Winterfest at a Graff dealership near you.
Get a new Chevrolet Silverado for just $238 a month, a new Chevrolet Equinox for $290 a month, or drive off a new Chevrolet Trailblazer for just $370 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
The coldest time of the year is the hottest time to get your new car or truck during Winterfest at a Graff dealership near you.
Let's go inside.
I agree.
The broadcast of tonight's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and Salac Broadcasting, WBGV 92.5 FM. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and Salac Broadcasting, WBGV 92.5 FM.
Inbounds pass for Brown City with possession. They lead 42-39. Some trap there by Sandusky's. Did a double, triple team there on Browning, and they're able to take the steal here.
Yeah. Betts with the ball for the Wolves. Pulls up for a three-point shot. It is no good. Rebound by Kritzman.
His second three-point shot to try to tie it up. With 1:10 to go, they still have possession. Tie the Bush with it. 42-39, Brown City leading by three. Bush with it, driving to the basket. In front of it, no good. Put back by Schuert. No good. Tipped away by Bush. Put back good for two. Timeout called after the put back shot. Three straight misses. But Bush right there with a flat-handed put back for two. It's 42-41. Down by one. But Brown City leading by one, 42-41 with 51.2 seconds to go. We'll be right back.
Kick those winter blues with a powerful connection from AVS Broadband. Being stuck indoors no longer means feeling bored and alone. With AVS Broadband as your internet provider, you get greater capability for all you do online. Whether you're video chatting, gaming, working, streaming, or learning, AVS Broadband offers flexibility with plans tailored to every lifestyle. Why compromise when you can have it all? Backed by the added convenience of local, friendly customer support. If you're currently a Thumb Cellular customer, sign up for AVS Broadband and save 5% on both with our partner services discount. Now's the time to stay connected with greater capability, more flexibility, and the convenience of local support. Choose AVS Broadband. See what plans are available to you at avsbroadband.com/internet or by calling our sales team at 888-282-4932. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. The put back by Bush after three straight misses by Sandusky gets him within one, 42-41. Five fouls on Sandusky, by the way, already. Five plus. Down to 54 seconds left in the game. Brown City with it. Betts on defense on Cooper and picks up a foul. They're already going to go straight to the free throw line now from here on out with 50.4 seconds to go for Brown City going to
not
be
a good foul on Jack Betts. That's his fourth. And that's up by, that's at half court. So that sends Lawson Cooper to the line for two. Still a little early to be looking at the foul game here. Cooper to the line for two for the Green Devils. His first shot is up and no good.
Free throw missed by Cooper with 50.4 seconds to go. Last time on the last break, it was 57.4 seconds to go.
Cooper's second free throw is up and also no good for the Green Devils. Rebound by Tovar. Phillips dribbles the ball into the front court here. Over to Tovar on the right wing. Tovar pressured by Browning.
42-41. It's a one-point lead for Brown City, and Sandusky has possession.
Betts dribbles in. Up for two. No good. Rebound fought for on the floor. It is a loose ball. They give Brown City a timeout.
And they have possession?
Yes.
No jump ball was called because the ball was still moving. So it's 42-41, 27.5 seconds to go in the game. We'll be right back.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Welcome back to WBGV 92.5 FM. 27.5 seconds left in the game. Brown City possession from the far side. 42-41. Brown City with a one-point lead with 27.5 seconds to go in the game. Inbounds pass. Full court pressure by Sandusky. Bush on Worrell. And
Bush commits the foul here. That'll send Worrell to the line with 24.9 seconds left. Worrell will go to the line for two for the Green Devils.
Only about 3 seconds went off that clock there. And they missed the last two free throws.
That is Bush's third foul. Worrell steps to the line. His first free throw is up and good.
That is a big one. 43-41. Now, Sandusky's would have to try to tie it up or take the lead with a three-point shot. Because with that free throw, imagine it just made a two. It's 43-42. So
Worrell's second free throw is up and short. Rebounded by Short off to Bush. Bush dribbles into the front court.
Down to 20 seconds. Here's Bush with it. Driving down the left lane. Can he get the shot up for two? No good.
No good.
Loose ball. Loose ball. Who has it? Brown City. Down to 11 seconds. 10 seconds. 9 seconds. 8 seconds. 7 seconds. 6.5 seconds to go. And finally, the clock has stopped. 43-41. 6.5 seconds to go in the game, and it's Brown City's two-point lead.
That's Jack Betts' fifth foul there as well for the Sandusky Wolves. So he has to leave this game. That is a huge foul for the Sandusky Wolves. Jack Betts takes a seat for the Wolves, and that will send Carden Hagee to the line, shooting two free throw shots with 6.5 seconds left.
Now,
up by two.
You got to make at least one of these.
Yes.
Makes it a three-point lead.
Oh, we've got a timeout on the floor. Sandusky calls a full timeout.
And you were saying that Brown City has no timeouts left. Sandusky's last one.
They've got one left.
We'll be right back. It's 43-41, 6.5 seconds to go in the game. Two-point lead for Brown City here on WBGB 92.5.
Auto Owners Insurance and the Liebler Agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with five locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Timeout called by Sandusky. They have one more left. Brown City has none left. 43-41 with 6.5 seconds to go in our game. Brown City with a two-point lead. We're trying to get an update on the Croswell-Lexington-Yale game as they come out of the timeout. Sandusky coming on the floor here. Free throws will be taken here by Hagee for Brown City.
Two of probably the biggest free throws this young junior has shot in his varsity career here.
6.5 seconds to go in the game.
Hagee's first free throw is up and good.
That free throw was huge. Three-point lead now with that free throw. If he makes this one, it's a two-possession lead, and that's really slim hopes of trying to get back in this game. Hagee's second free throw. No good. Sandusky with it. Here comes Tyler Bush. 5 seconds to go in the game. Still with it. Three-point shot from the left corner. No good. And Brown City wins. Brown City has beaten the Sandusky Wolves. They get the third rubber band matchup and take the series on this final day of February. Huge defense, huge play on defense by Browning, too, but good defense in the interior, really preventing Bush in the second half of really penetrating the glass.
And that is a huge win, 44-41, for the Brown City Green Devils to come out victorious in this district championship game. And that was a heck of an effort there by Ethan Worrell to get pressure on him, but without fouling the three-point shooter at the end.
And Bush did have a look at it, but he was short by probably about 6 inches away from the rim, maybe 4 or 6 inches. So Brown City Green Devils winning the Division III District 96 championship over the Sandusky Wolves, 44-41. This was a comeback of sorts for Brown City as well. We'll be right back. Your Nutrien Ag post-game report coming your way as they do the trophy presentation here as well on WBGV 92.5 FM. We'll be right back.
At Tri-County Equipment, it's time to think spring. Think lawn and garden equipment. Think savings on John Deere mowers and lawn and garden tractors during the spring warehouse sale. Buy the X370 42-inch Select Series lawn tractor for $5,099 or the X380 54-inch Select Series lawn tractor, $5,899. You can also get a free top cart with a purchase of selected mowers, and special financing is available. Tri-County Equipment also has John Deere commercial-grade mowers, the Z930M 60-inch Z-Track zero-turn mower was $15,404. Buy now for $13,699.
You also get a deferred warranty when you buy now and mow later during the spring warehouse sale now through March 3rd at Tri-County Equipment. Locations in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Bad Axe, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Reese, Saginaw, and Auburn Hills. Or online at TriCountyEquipment.com. Tri-County.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb.
Exciting news for our community. Mackenzie Health System is expanding surgical care with the addition of Dr. Lindsay Rick to Mackenzie General Surgery in Sandusky. Dr. Rick brings extensive experience in general surgery, trauma, and acute care, ensuring you have access to high-quality surgical services right here at home. Whether it's a routine procedure, emergency surgery, or complex care, Dr. Rick and Dr. Zarish Khan are committed to delivering expert, compassionate treatment with the latest techniques and a personal touch. These services include colonoscopies, EGDSs, cysts and lesion removal, gallbladder and appendix surgery, and hernia repair, all performed with a focus on patient comfort and safety. With a dedicated team and a patient-first approach, Mackenzie Health System continues to provide exceptional health care because your health is our priority. To learn more about our surgical services or to schedule a consultation, visit mackenziehealth.org or call 810-648-0565 today.
Celebrating with the trophy, the Brown City Green Devils come away with, most will say, a mini upset win here to win the District 96 championship over the Sandusky Wolves, and a comeback for Brown City in that fourth quarter. At the end of the first quarter, by the way, it was 12-8 Sandusky leading. At one, and there was four ties in this game, 6-6 in the first, 8-8 in the first as well. No ties in the second quarter. Sandusky held a 25-20 lead. It could have been 25-18, but with 1.7 seconds, a pass inbounds from the baseline far side into the paint was almost taken away by Sandusky, but then Garrett Simpson got a hold of it, throws it up in midair like a game of force in the playground, and sticks it in for two at the half to make it 25-20. Sandusky still up by five. And then within 27-25, Garrett Simpson three-point shot, four-and-a-half mark in the third quarter. Sandusky pulled away 31-27. Phillips at the two-minute mark making a shot, but then another tie, 31-31 at the 140 mark, a three-point shot by Lawson Cooper. Brown City takes a first lead of the game, Browning with his free throws at the 125 mark, 32-31. Sandusky did take back the lead after Jack Betts knocks down a three-point shot in the fourth quarter, 34-32. Sandusky leading with a slim margin. In fact, they extended lead by six with 5:35 to go. Jack Betts with a three-point shot. Browning, though, at the 4:06 mark, making a two-point shot, I believe, making it 39-37. Browning ties it up with a two-point shot, tried to convert the three-point play, made it 39-39, but Cooper with a big three-point shot was really the helper and decider here at the two-minute mark to take the lead, 42-39. Bush had a putback, though, to get within one with 57 seconds to go, 42-41, but it was all up to Brown City to get their free throws, and they had trouble there in the late, but then they made a couple to extend it to a two-possession lead, or actually one-possession lead, 44-41. Hagee making a free throw, and Bush goes up for a three-point shot from the right corner, left corner if we're looking, and it comes up short,
And Brown City escapes, playing good defense, hustle ball here. And I say I credit Browning. I think he's my player of the game of this game. And he was the catalyst for this Brown City comeback. He had a lot of help, but I would say, you know, him just really taking over the game here really helped him to get this win 44-41 to win the District 96 championship in Division 3 here at KPAC High School over the rival Sandusky Wolves.
Yes. Okay, so for the Sandusky Wolves, you had Danny Tovar with 4 points, Carson Schuert with 5, Gavin Phillips with 3, Tyler Bush with 11, and Jack Betts with 18. Sandusky was 6 of 9 from the free throw line tonight. And then for your Brown City Green Devils here, Carden Hagee with 1, Connor Cowflesh with 2, Ethan Worrell with 6, Garrett Simpson with 8, Lawson Cooper with 10, and Robert Browning with 17.
Wow.
And Brown City was 7 of 15 from the free throw line.
And he did really well in the semifinal win over KPEC as well.
Yes.
So, all right, there we go there. Did you do both teams right there?
Yes.
All right, we're going to see if we can get maybe the coach to come talk to us as well, or maybe even Browning, your player of the game here, as Brown City wins 44-41 to win the district championship in Division 3, District 96 championship here at KPEC High School. We'll be right back as our Nutrien Ag postgame report continues.
Tired of dealing with outdated devices? Make 2025 the year you upgrade to a better experience with the AVS Tech Team. It's time to refresh your tech and step into the future. Right now, when you buy a new PC from the AVS Tech Team, you get to choose your reward. Take 15% off the computer's price, or get a free on-site support visit to use in the future, or enjoy 1 free hour of labor for future tech needs. The choice is yours. Looking for something truly unique? Build your perfect match with a custom-built computer and take 20% off your purchase. And don't forget about your network. With our New Year New Network promo, you'll save 15% on select network equipment when you let the tech team handle the installation. Visit one of the AVS Tech Team's convenient locations in Pigeon or Sandusky, or call 888-282-4943 for more details. But hurry, these offers are only good through March 31st, 2025, so don't miss out. Terms and conditions apply. Let the AVS Tech Team refresh your tech today.
Smile and say cheeseburger. And for an extra big smile, say DQ Grill and Chill Cheeseburger. The DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky is featuring 2 single cheeseburgers for only $5 or 2 double cheeseburgers for $7. Of course, you can add soft drink and dessert for a complete meal. Whatever the occasion, a DQ cake makes it go better. Call 810-648-3301. Order yours today from the DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky. Open early for breakfast, staying open till 10 Sunday to Thursday, Friday and Saturday to 11 p.m.
DQ. Happy, tastes good.
All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Eddie Furyview along with Jeremy Burgess. The win for Brown City Green Devils, 44-41. And Jeremy, I forgot to bring this up. Keys to the game.
Yes.
We said this early. The first one to 44 wins. Jeremy Burgess made another prediction, just like at the state championship game for football.
Yes.
You make another one here. First one to 44. It's 44-41. Brown City gets the win. Coach Hatton, congrats, man.
Thank you.
Man, Browning, heck of a back-to-back games, just hustle play all over the floor, defensively well, attacked the basket, took the fouls, knew what that was going to happen.
Good body control.
Yeah.
Yep, extra stuff.
All finishing some shots and, wow.
Doing a lot of things that a lot of times you don't notice.
Yes.
You know, just the gritty work, the minor things that make a big difference. So, just as a whole, this whole group I'm really proud of. I mean, we knew coming into it that we had the experience advantage. With the backcourt of Lawson, Ethan, and Rob, they've been in 3 district championships in 3 years, last 3 years. We've been in this moment quite a bit. And Ethan and Lawson started on that 22-2 team 2 years ago, so we knew that the moment wouldn't be too big for them, and they just found a way to rise to the occasion. Our defense tonight was excellent.
Yeah, it looked like you guys had a great game plan coming in, making life for Betts just miserable from the get-go. And you guys, I give you credit on the defensive end to come up with a game plan to hold him. He ended up with 18, but it was a quiet 18.
I noticed all of them, but it was a tough 18. I felt like a couple of them were fadeaway threes. He had really worked hard to get those shots, either off the dribble or kind of a little bit off balance. He's a heck of a player. And you know, we got to try to beat him when he's a freshman and sophomore, because I'm sure he's only going to get tougher. So it was really just a good team performance. We switched, you know, everyone knows that we switch screens. So even though we had, you know, Ethan and Rob and these guys starting on him and Lawson starting on him, Connor Cowflesh, our 6'5 big, gets switched onto him all the time. And he sits down in his stance, he boxes out. And the biggest difference from a couple weeks ago is we started to rebound the basketball.
Yeah.
We started really rebounding. So it was one and done. It wasn't extra chances. So it was excellent. The guy just super coachable, and they executed our plan to perfection.
You know, yeah, you've had your up and downs throughout the season.
Yeah.
But it's gratifying. You know, the top team, you played a lot of pretty good tough teams here. Of course, Harbor Beach is a tough team here. But this has got to, you know, really built the confidence up here. It seems like. It's funny about the playoffs, Coach, and you know this as a player too, a former player. I was asking other former players, it seems like something is rejuvenating you when you might know this could be your last game come postseason.
Last year we lost 3 games going into playoffs, and we won 3 in a row. This year we lost 3 in a row, then we won our last regular season game, and just these two. So whatever switch they flip or whatever they do, I just, you know, they stay even keel. We're not like that roller coaster. I mean, even though some of our, like, we played Sandusky a couple weeks ago and they beat us by a good margin. But we're testing some things out that game. Ran to 2-3 zone. We mixed in a lot of guys. And we knew for about a month and a half or 6 weeks now that we had this date circled on our calendar. We wanted to get here. We wanted to win this thing. So everything we've done at practice has been gearing for this moment. And just for it to pay off has been very satisfying.
And down there in the first half, I noticed when you guys got killed on the glass in Sandusky.
Yeah.
And that was the key. I think you guys had to win the glass tonight.
Yep.
And there was I think it was in the second quarter when all the Green Devils boxed everybody out.
And then
the ball just stopped.
Bounced twice. Yes. It bounced twice. I'm like, someone's got to go grab it now. But no, we went back and watched film. And last time at Sandusky, we had 9 defensive rebounds the entire game as a team. 9. And this guy, the first time we played him, had 11 on his own. So I'm like, something's not adding up here. So a few rebounding drills. We didn't throw on the football pads like Tom Izzo would like to do, but it got the point across, and it paid off tonight.
All right, let's talk to our player of the game here, Robert Browning. Yeah. You want to use the headset instead? Yeah, let's use the headset. That'll be a little bit better. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Congrats. And you know what? It's nice to have a trophy in your case when you'll get the league title. Having a district title, you know, it's a nice trophy to keep forever here, and it'll, you know, make memories for you. Robert Browning, last 2 games you've had here, I know throughout the season when I seen him with Harbor Beach and Sandusky twice, there was a lot of frustration. You know, they were going to key on you, but you continue to do other things that matter in basketball, and you did that tonight.
Yeah.
You got to be proud of that.
Yep.
Tell me you're thinking in this in the last couple games here.
Well, I figured I had to take the ball to the rim and had to rebound our whole team. We practice drills to rebound, and last time we played Sandusky, like Coach said, we struggled rebounding, so we had to go out there and box out and rebound.
Yeah, you hustle all over the floor throughout the whole season. That's what I liked about you.
Yes.
You know teams are going to focus on you. Does it frustrate you sometimes? I can't get any points in this game, but you know what? You try to help your other teammates, because this is what the game is. If you play the game right, it's team basketball, all that matters is the win at the end.
Yeah, sometimes it was frustrating, but I had to figure out different ways to provide for the team, which is whether it's steals, rebounds, blocks, just had to work.
Yeah, and as Coach Hatton said before you got over here, that you were the key to the success here late in the season, turning the ball over, getting the rebounds, securing the ball, just doing the little things. And as a senior leader, I've been there, done that too before, and that's something you hang your hat on. And you can tell that that's something, and it is a great pleasure to watch you and grow from game to game until this district championship game to put it all on the court. And that was a pretty nice performance tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
So talk about the other players. I mean, they help you with that success also.
Yeah.
But when you have a Garrett Simpson out there or a Lawson Cooper, your little crapshoot there also to help you out. That's got to be gratifying where you play that complete type of team basketball.
Yeah, it is. We can attack the basket and kick it out to either Garrett, Lawson, or Ethan. They'll hit a 3 for us.
So the game can be won on the line, and that's what happened today, too. You were on that. How many free throws did you make?
You were 2, 4, 6, 7. You were 5 of 7 from the free throw line.
Yeah.
So that is huge. Because I know you guys as a team were right around that 50% for the year. And deeper you get into the postseason, Coach Hatton probably tells you guys every day that them free throws win and lose close games. And you guys come down here, and that was a huge free throw by Cardin there at the end to extend that to a 3-point lead.
Mm-hmm. In practice, we have to do a lot of free throw drills. So,
is that what? Yeah. What is it, what is the least part of practice you don't like?
Running.
Well, it helped tonight.
Yeah, hustled.
I mean, Sandusky is a formidable opponent, though. They got some great players in that team.
Yes, they do.
Defensively, you guys did a good job of keeping Tyler Bush really away from that glass. You did make that putback to get within there, but you played against a really good team, too, as well. That had their struggles throughout the season, but the third rematch here, it's got to be gratifying that you guys come out on top. You know?
Yeah.
And you get to take a banner home to Brown City and put it in the gym that nobody gets to take away from you. And it was an excellent team win tonight.
Yes, it was.
You ever talk to those other guys, you know, your opponents, you know, about their play and all that? Yeah, good shot.
We'd be at the free throw line. We'd talk and stuff while we're trying to, before we box out.
Yeah. What do you think, what improved for you this season so far from the start of the season? What was something you want to work on or that Coach Hatton maybe taught you that you got better at?
Well, I definitely know I needed to get to the rim, and if I need to get to the rim, then I need to make some free throws. So I was focusing on my drive and my free throw shot.
Good. Well, it worked out tonight, so congrats.
Yep, thank you.
Congratulations.
Great success for your last two games, man. Congrats. Mm-hmm. By the way, he made the prediction. I don't know if you heard it. He said the first team to 44 wins the game.
Oh, good prediction.
Look at that. Yeah, so you got to play the lotto tonight. So
that's right.
All right, Robert, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Good job. All right, and we want to thank him for stopping by, our player of the game there to get the win, 44-41. We'll be right back to wrap things up here, folks, and get some other scores in. Again, congratulations to the Brown City Green Devils winning 44-41, Jeremy, to take the win over the Sandusky Wolves. It could have gone either way, and this is what I like about playoff basketball. You know, it's a long, grueling season. When you get to this point, boom, you know?
Yeah, and it's so much sweeter getting the win here late in the season to end your opponent's season.
Well, you know, we're going to see some seniors from Sandusky go away. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here as well and kind of look at the roster. So Brown City gets to go to the regionals now next week, and we'll take a look at that as well. We'll be right back here on WBGB 92.5 FM. Brown City with the win over Sandusky Wolves, 44-41. We'll be right back.
Boy, it is cold outside, but the deals inside are really hot. It's Winterfest at a Graff dealership near you.
Get a new Chevrolet Silverado for just $238 a month, a new Chevrolet Equinox for $290 a month, or drive off a new Chevrolet Trailblazer for just $370 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
The coldest time of the year is the hottest time to get your new car or truck during Winterfest at a Graff dealership near you.
Let's go inside.
I agree.
Jenna, it's that time of the year where people are getting sick. And how many times have you been to one of our urgent care, rapid care clinics with your little kids?
Since school has started, 3 times.
And urgent care, rapid care, quick care, as we sort of call them throughout Aspire. Tell us the difference between that and an emergency department.
For those less or non-emergent needs, but you still need to be seen by a provider, whether you can't get into your family practice, it's after hours, it's at night, it's on the weekend, these clinics offer that availability.
I'm having a heart attack.
Emergency department.
I got a cold, the flu. I think I have COVID.
Quick care, rapid care, urgent care, walk-in clinic.
I have a bummed up finger.
You could go there too.
You talked about some of the medical reasons. The other one is really a financial reason. You go into emergency department, it's a huge economic difference.
Something that I appreciate as a mom, there's a real physical person there to see you.
We have point of care testing for most things. A lot of them you can get an x-ray as well. We've got a location in Cairo, across from Walmart.
The Carroll Rapid Care.
Then we have in Marlette.
Marlette Quick Care on the west side or behind the hospital.
And then we have Deckerville.
Deckerville Walk-In Clinic is on the main campus in the hospital in Deckerville.
And then
in Cass City at Hillsdale's, main campus of the hospital. For any non-life-threatening conditions, you should utilize one of Aspire Rural Health System's Rapid Care, Quick Care, Urgent Care clinics. To find out more, please visit AspireRHS.org. Aspire Rural Health System. Aspire for a healthier future.
Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Our post-game report continues. Brown City Green Devils getting the win over the Sandusky Wolves, 44-41. A big shout-out to George Lasecki out there, saying we did pretty good there. He knew we had some hiccups early on, but a compliment to you, Jeremy Burgess, once again. So shout-out to you, George. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
I'm sorry your Sandusky Wolves didn't take the win, but it could have gone either way. It was a great game.
Yes.
You know, and great coaching job by Coach Hatton. But, again, Robert Browning did the last couple of games looking at the numbers because we knew he had his troubles early on.
Yes.
Teams were focused on him a lot.
And after that first game that Sandusky Brown City played, we knew that it could be a barn burner coming down to the wire here. And that's exactly what we got tonight. You couldn't ask for anything better out of a district championship game.
Yeah, well, Jack Betts is a sophomore, by the way. So he'll be back. And he's playing like a senior out there.
Yes.
So you want to look at the list here for Sandusky Wolves, those who are graduating.
Yes, Sandusky Wolves will graduate four players. Tyler Bush. Yeah. Which, he hands down to him, he played a phenomenal career here at Sandusky.
MVP of Sandusky.
Yes. Yep. And then you've got number 23, Carson Short, who's a senior. Trenton Smith, number 30. And number 32, Danny Tovar on the inside.
Right. And Danny Tovar is going to play some pro college ball.
Yes.
Yeah, as well.
Yes. And Sandusky, they lose some. But like coaches always say, you hate to see these seniors leave. You hate to lose them seniors. But they didn't leave the kitchen cupboards bare.
How quickly, too, now that you're, once after the district championship, the number of teams gets smaller and smaller very quickly here as we get ready for March 1st, by the way, tomorrow,
yes,
in Division III play. Millington, by the way, defeated Reese tonight, 71-57 in the district championship in that game. Harbor Beach defeated Lakers tonight as well, and that's who Brown City will take on, I believe.
Yes, they
in
have
the regional semifinal on March 4th.
According to the MHSA website, it'll be Brown City versus Harbor Beach on March 4th at 7 o'clock at Millington High School.
And I'm going to look at this. So yeah, Millington High School, so that's kind of like in the backyard for Millington because Millington's playing either Flint International Academy of Flint or Flint New Standard Academy. And they'll be in the other regional semifinal on March 4th, which is a Tuesday. The championship game is on a Thursday, March 6th. Yes. Girls basketball districts start next week as well, so it's going to be a very busy week. Brown City still gets to play, yes. They've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 seniors on this team, and they still get to play another week in another game. It's going to be a pretty tough task against the Big Thumb Black Division champions, Harbor Beach. Millington, the Big Thumb White Division champions, also moving on to that region,
yes,
as well at their home court.
And if you're Brown City, you know what Harbor Beach is going to bring. And you've got to beat Harbor Beach. It's not impossible, but you've got to be on your A game. You've got to hit every key that you need to win that game. And that's what you love about March basketball is anybody can win, and everybody 0-0 every game.
All right. And, of course, we've had a lot of fun covering our district championships and the district games. You were with me on Wednesday for the Croswell, Lexington, and Yale game. We just found the final score on that one, and who won that one?
That was Yale took the victory tonight, 34-31 over the Croswell, Lexington,
wow,
Pioneers.
And a low scoring affair there,
yes,
and I think Croswell had the lead at one point,
yes,
in that game.
Yes, it sounded like Croswell had the lead most of the fourth quarter until Yale came back and finished that one off.
Now, we apologize for the earlier problems. We're trying to run two different games at the same time. And, well, the second half was a lot better broadcasting-wise,
yes,
for both our crews out there. Shout-out to Jonathan Bisher and his play-by-play caller. He was supposed to have Eric Gintner, but he got sick, so I don't know who had it with him. But it sounded like they did a heck of a job out there at Croswell, Lexington. But Yale comes away with a district championship to go along with their co-championship for the Blue Water Area League. So Yale gets to win 34-31 over Croswell, Lexington. That postgame still on 97.7 right now as we speak on WTGV. Next week we'll be in girls' districts. I think we're going to probably go wait until the district championship game. We don't know yet because we got to see regional. We'll definitely be at a regional final next week and all that with the Brown City Green,
yes,
Devils. So, yeah. Other games are still going on. Go to our CMACBroadcasting.com website as well for that full list of games. It's been fun, Jeremy. I tell you what, you're right about playoff basketball. You know, you feel like, oh, I'm tired of games, but then, boom, we come in for this, and this is what it's all about. Comes down to the wire. Last second, three-point shot attempt by Tyler Bush did come up short. Unfortunate, but still, that's the pain of the game sometimes.
Yep.
So, But I'm sure he's going to do well if he goes on to play in college. All right, that is going to wrap things up here on WBGB 92.5 FM. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend, folks. Check our website at cmacbroadcasting.com. It'll be Brown City going up against Harbor Beach in the regional semifinal at Millicent High School on a Tuesday. So tune in for that. All right, thank you for tuning in on WBGB 92.5 FM for high school sports. On WBGB 92.5, a shout-out to all the CMAC broadcasting staff, to Jeremy, Mike Gallagher, who's here covering the game as well. Jason Parmenter from Quadrant Pro was here as well. Thank you for tuning in to high school sports. Again, Brown City with a win over Sandusky, 44-41, to win the Division III District 96 championship game. Have a great weekend. Be safe out there. Appreciate you listening. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you.
Cruising the lakeshore on M25 or motoring down M90. It's always a good ride. We're local with news, sports, weather, and the Thumb's best country. Country 92.5 WBGV-FM. Marlette.